Welcome to Landia, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Barry Stevens, president of the Arts Council, and Daniel Tolbert, the community development coordinator. And we're talking today about the North Delta Food and Wine Festival. Welcome.
Hey Corey.
Thank you all for being here today. And sometimes when people say festival, they mean one day. When you say festival, you really mean festival.
We've got a three-day weekend that is full of food and beverage, a little bit for everybody.
Well, let's talk about this. The North Delta Food and Wine Festival. The title kind of tells you most of what you need to know. It's food and wine and a lot of other neat stuff. This is coming up this weekend, Friday the 13th.
That's right. It's tomorrow night.
Well, Danielle, take me through tomorrow. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. And before we do, I guess let's start with where, because it happens all over town.
Right. So tomorrow we will be having a rare culinary collaboration of 30 chefs at the West Monroe Convention Center. This will all kick off at 6 o'clock, and we're going to have 3 hours of food and wine and music, and you're going to get to taste a whole lot of samples from chefs from all over the regions.
So 30 different chefs, and Barry, you and I were just talking off air for a moment, and you said you can't get in your car and ride around to 30 different places for the price of a ticket to this thing.
You can't. For $50, you're going to eat some excellent, outstanding food by some amazing chefs.
So not just folks here locally that you may run in their restaurant, although there are a lot of local chefs involved, you're bringing people in from outside the area. How far do people come to this festival and cook?
We've got chefs from Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Lake Charles, Natchez, Shreveport, all over the region.
And I hear the queen is going to be there.
Yes, the 2017 Louisiana Queen of Seafood, Bonnie Bro, will be there, and she's going to be making her shrimp and grits.
You know, I'm just looking at this, and you've got folks from all over the place. This is going to be really cool.
And these
chefs are coming from just a smattering of places. Like you said, you'd have to drive around a long time to visit all of their restaurants. You get them all in one place and probably get to eat whatever their greatest signature dish is.
That's true. I mean, we've got them cornered. And and so you can come, enjoy the evening, like Danielle said, good music provided by the Symphony Orchestra, Monroe Symphony Orchestra, good food, good wine, good beer. It's going to be a great 3 hours.
All right. Now, this is just the beginning, but this event happens where, Danielle?
This happens at the West Monroe Convention Center, Friday the 13th, starting off at 6 till 9. And afterwards, we have an after party at SQ's.
All right. Now, let's talk about the after party, Barry. What's going on after the after you've fattened us all up and we're about to pop? What's the next event?
We're going to let you waddle over to SQ's on the river. For your $50 ticket, you get to attend the after party with the chefs and mix and mingle with them, get to know them a little better. Out of their element of cooking, you'll get to visit and have a good time with them.
All right. Now, that is Friday's fun. Let's talk about getting up on Saturday. And this is about the time I plan on waking up, maybe 11 a.m. That sounds like a good time to get up on Saturday after a night of high school football. So Saturday morning at 11, you've got a neat event going on.
Brew on the Bridge. On the Endham Bridge, we're shutting it down for 3 hours, 11 to 2, and we'll have craft beers, food trucks, restaurants, artists, games, you name it. It'll be going on the Endham Bridge.
So now this is a beer event on the Endham Bridge, and you can come from either side, Monroe or West Monroe.
That's true. We'll have it blocked off on both sides. You park on either side, walk on. It's free to come on the bridge. If you want to sample the craft beers, we're going to charge you $5, give you a wristband, and you'll be able to do that.
All right, so moving from beers on Saturday, maybe beer isn't their thing. Maybe they're more a wine person. Let's talk about the wine on Saturday. Danielle, what's going on later in the afternoon at 2 p.m.?
At 2 p.m. at Restaurant Sage, we'll be having a wine pairings class. We'll have a world-renowned sommelier there, and he'll be teaching you all about how to pair fine wines with good food.
And after that, later on Saturday night, Barry, another event.
There's three restaurants that have partnered this year, the Fat Pelican, Pat Nolan's Catering, and Far His Temple in West Monroe. And they'll have special meals that night. You can call those restaurants directly to make your reservations.
All right, we've gotten through Saturday. Go home, take a nap, regroup, get up on Sunday.
Go out to Bayou Rue and have a fried chicken and champagne brunch.
Fried chicken and champagne at Bayou Rue. Now, that's just north of Monroe, out towards the Sterlington area.
That's correct.
Fried chicken and champagne. How did you pair those two together?
That's kind of been the tradition for our food and wine festival. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure how that started, but apparently it's excellent.
All right, chicken and champagne. And that sums up most of the weekend, but there are some other opportunities for folks, Danielle. What is going on in conjunction with the Art Crawl folks?
Yes, so the Art Crawl is held every other month. We partnered with them last week, and it was a wonderful time to do a food and wine trail all across the downtown gallery crawl.
All right, so if folks want to find out more about this event, where can we send people to find out a little more about the North Delta Food and Wine Festival? Because the calendar is so full of events, you may have to go look at it.
Just go to NorthDeltaFoodAndWineFestival.com and you can read all about it.
NorthDeltaFoodAndWineFestival.com. And Barry, the money you guys raise, what is it used for?
We take those dollars and we plow them back into the arts and the arts organizations in our region.
All right, that is Barry Stevens, president of the Arts Council, along with Daniel Tolbert. And thank you both for being here. Again, you can find out more at NorthDeltaFoodAndWineFestival.com. And the event happens all weekend long.